Mayor Bill de Blasio vows to cut NYPD funding while violent crime soars. By John Binder on June 7, 2020. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is vowing to cut funding for the New York City Police Department, NYPD, even as violent crime soars. During a news conference on Sunday, de Blasio said his administration would be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services in its new budget request. De Blasio's announcement comes as rioters, looters, and arsonists have destroyed businesses and attacked NYPD officers over the last week. The Black Lives Matter, BLM, movement is currently lobbying localities and cities to defund their police departments. The details will be worked out in the budget process in the weeks ahead, de Blasio said. But I want people to understand that we are committed to shifting resources to ensure that the focus is on our young people. De Blasio is also seeking to reduce the NYPD's authority in New York City. One of those measures includes reforming existing law that protects officer disciplinary records from the public. Another measure will strip NYPD of their jurisdiction over street vendor enforcement and certain code violations. The vendor and the administrative enforcement will be moved out of the NYPD, so that code violations will not require an officer whose presence could escalate an encounter, de Blasio's wife Cherlaine McCray said. While de Blasio vows to cut NYPD funding, violent crime in New York City is continuing to rise even as the city remains partially locked down due to the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Over the last month, for example, murder has jumped more than 94% compared to the same time last year. Burglaries, now that suspects can be freed with zero at paying bail, have increased almost 34% in the last month compared to 2019. Grand larceny auto, whereby suspects likewise are free now without having to pay bail, has also become the fastest-growing crime in New York City. In the last week, grand larceny auto has jumped nearly 90%, and over the last month, there have been nearly 70% more cases of grand larceny auto this year than there were at the same time last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.